Saffron's gold with the lover's face.
The Adventures of Saffron Star, Episode 6, Vengeance of the Vikings. Let us join glamorous space smuggler Saffron Star and her rabbit man co-pilot Buzzbinny as they fly their ship, the Reckless Venture, into another exciting adventure.
Well, Buzz, our damaged meta drive has sent us hurtling across metaspace. And I've no idea where we've popped out.
It looks a bit dodgy to me, Saffron. I mean, what colour are those stars out there?
Well, those ones are indigo. Those ones over there are magenta. And those other ones are a sort of rosy pink. Quite pretty, actually.
Yeah, well, stars aren't meant to look like that. Not unless we're in some cheap Italian science fiction film.
Look, there's a planet ahead. Get the nav computer to identify it.
Right. Nav computer says that it's planet X.
What? Again? It said that about the last 5 planets we've been to.
Be fair, Saffron. It's not been around much and I'm sure it's trying its best.
For cosmos sake, Buzz, a nav computer's job is to identify planets. Is that really too much to ask?
Saffron, you've made it go into assault now.
You know, I wish they'd stop growing computers organically and go back to building them out of circuits.
Oh, those old things. They were total rubbish. They were always crashing.
Yes, but at least they knew which planet they were crashing into.
Saffron, have my eyes gone funny, or is there a fleet of about 1,000 huge spaceships orbiting that planet?
Why, yes. And they're all painted to look like dragons.
Hey, we've been nabbed by a grabber beam, and it's pulling us inside that lead ship.
You know, Buzz, there's something very familiar about this.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
I still say we should have stayed on our own ship and pretended there was nobody home. We could have pulled the blinds down and everything.
No, Buzz. We're going to search this gigantic vessel until we find whoever is responsible for dragging us aboard.
Do you suppose it might be that bloke over there? The one in the winged helmet and the chainmail with a big iron broadsword hanging from his belt?
Oh, yes. And he has a squad of guards with him. They're all carrying swords, too.
Welcome, strangers, aboard the Imperial Dragon Ship Firechops.
Hey, look, Saffron, it's our old pal, the Emperor Grandivox.
No, Buzz, it's not him at all.
Sure it is. Hey there, Grandy. Good to see you. Sorry about letting one off in the middle of your banquet that time.
Grandy? I know not of what you speak, furry one. I am Lord Ragnar Wolfenspoor.
Hail, Ragnar!
Lord of the Viking Interstellar Empire. That's all capitalised, by the way.
See, Saffron, he's an emperor. It must be old Grandy.
No, Buzz. This is a completely different person. So, your lordship, you have an interstellar empire.
Indeed. The Viking Empire extends across 1,000,000 worlds. Granted, most of them are balls of molten lead or lifeless gas giants, but one or two of them are definitely inhabited.
Yeah, inhabited by what?
Snails, mostly. Odd, isn't it?
Say, Grandy, you wouldn't happen to have any cheese and pickle sandwiches going spare, would you?
I have told you, old rabbit man, that I am Lord Ragnar Wolfenspoor.
Hail, Ragnar!
You see, Buzz? I told you he's a completely different person. Well, you've certainly got an impressive fleet orbiting this planet, Lord Ragnar.
Hail, Ragnar!
All right, boys, give it a rest, eh? Yes, I have gathered the mighty force of dragon ships for one purpose. to drive back the horde of space weasels that has invaded my realm.
Hang on. I know weasels can be a bit vicious, but you don't need an armada to get rid of them, do you?
I take it the weasels you're accustomed to are not 30 miles long and don't emit waves of deadly gamma radiation.
Not that I've noticed, no.
I've already lost 14 fleets in battle against the space weasels. Fingers crossed for a better result this time. In fact, I've composed an epic saga describing all 14 of those hopeless battles. Perhaps you'd care to hear a few stanzas. What ho, warriors! Warfare, I sing!
Well, actually...
What's that? The dinner bell?
It is our call to arms. The space weasels are upon us.
Your lordship, if you let us return to our ship, I believe we can put an end to these space weasels for you.
Really? That's awfully decent of you.
Come on, Buzz, back to the reckless venture.
Cheerio, Grandy. Nice to see you again.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
Buzz, do you know what I think has happened?
Yeah, that we're heading back to our ship without as much as a bag of crisps.
No, you fool. I think we've popped out of the wrong side of metaspace and ended up in an alternate universe.
Come on, Saffron. If it's a different universe, what is old Grandy doing here?
Look, he's not the Emperor Grandivox. He's... Oh, never mind.
You know, Saffron, I think your imagination runs away with you sometimes.
Right, we've left the Imperial Dragon Ship behind and there are the Space Weasels dead ahead.
Blimey, they don't half have big teeth. So what are we going to do? Suffocate them inside a giant pair of trousers?
No, Buzz. Remember, Lord Ragnar said...
Hail Ragnar! Oh, sorry, that just sort of popped out.
He said the Space Weasels give off waves of gamma radiation.
Yeah, something like that. So...
Well... Our metadrive emits epsilon particles, which, although harmless in themselves, have the effect of reversing the polarity of gamma rays.
Really? I don't remember any of this from earlier episodes.
Listen, if we fly a course directly through the space weasel horde and activate the metadrive, the epsilon particles will reverse the gamma rays and destroy the creatures. Clever, eh?
I don't know. I still think my plan's better.
Come on. We're steering straight for the space weasels.
Whoa, they really are big and scary looking.
Activating meta drive now.
You were right, Saffron. The space weasels are exploding.
Yes, and we're being flung back into metaspace. Keep your eyes peeled for our universe.
Saffron Star is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadden, and brought to you by the Peak Performance Players with Claire Fulton as Saffron Star, Al Reeve as Buzz Benee, and Chris McLaughlin as Lord Ragnar Wolfenspur. This episode was recorded in St Andrews Fife using the Quantum Fridge mobile studio. The theme music was provided by AJ Harris of Sunny Bray Studio, Lucas, Fife, with vocals by Debbie Harris. And remember, kids, this is just a story. In the real universe, the space weasels are our friends. Respect the space weasels, or they will be bold.